Our guest before the ball game with Twin Cedars tonight is Gary Gravert here on our feature Behind the Scenes. And Gary, of course, a longtime teacher and outstanding coach in the Albia schools. And his wife, of course, has been in the schools many years teaching. And your kids have been great athletes, too. And, in fact, Gabe playing tonight against Twin Cedars, Gary. But, of course, you're renowned for your great soccer program. You've had a great season again just behind us. But something new and exciting has happened to you. And, of course, you've been very involved in FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, for many years. Tell us what's going to be happening with you in regards to that.
Well, I've retired from teaching, and that gives me an opportunity to, you know, I wanted to do something full-time for God, tell you the truth. And I've been part of FCA since 1985. I've been a huddle leader for quite a few years. And the lady that was the South Central representative, Jan Whirling, has since retired, had some physical problems, but now she's retired, and I'm going to be taking her place. I've got a 8-county situation where I'll be traveling around and basically working for FCA and trying to assist coaches in the various schools, whether it's high school or the college. And basically, FCA is well, we've tried to turn our attention more towards coaches because we think that coaches need the spiritual ministry. Certainly, we think that that will trickle down to players, but we really think that coaches need somebody to come by them, gather them together, do some Bible studies, you know, pray for them. And that will be primarily my job for the near future.
Gary, you've been involved with FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which the national headquarters is out of Kansas City, for how many years?
Well, since 85, so I guess that's 27.
28 years.
28 years, yeah.
And you've had a huddle group here in Albia for a long time, and will you continue to be involved in that?
Well, that's difficult to say. You know, I want to make sure that the huddle continues, and I've talked with a few of the students, and they'd like to see it continue. And certainly I can have a strong hand in it, but I really don't know what kind of time commitment I'm mm-hmm. getting myself into mm-hmm. here with being the South Central Iowa representative. So I guess I'll know better once fall rolls around, but certainly I'm going to try to do my best to make sure that Albia's has an FCA huddle for a long time.
And you've built a great huddle, and there's so many kids that are involved with it, and it's really changed their lives in a lot of ways, as you want with FCA.
Yeah, we think that it kind of helps the culture in the hallways. We mm-hmm. talk about that a lot in FCA, where, you know, it's good to have somebody that walks down the hallways, is confident, has a smile on their face, and obviously if you have the Lord in your heart, mm-hmm. you know, it makes the hallways a lot brighter and a lot cheerier mm-hmm. place to be in. I think one of the great compliments I think that we've gotten with FCA, and I'd like to mention that Scott Farrington has helped me, and a lot of different coaches have helped me out with FCA, and there have been a lot of parents and churches that have been involved in it, and so it's just not me, but I do want to say that one of the things that somebody told me is that they said FCA made being a Christian cool because it was fun. Because kids could come and have a good time, and because of that, even other youth groups have benefited from that, because there aren't any kids, at least I don't think there are, that feel hesitant about talking about their faith.
I think it's interesting, too, and I got involved with FCA many years ago. You have kids from all denominations and some that really aren't affiliated with any denomination.
Right. You know, When I take a look at FCA, I look at it as milk. You know, the Lord says you have to have milk first. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of that first step for a lot of people that are, you know, maybe have never gone to a church and are just learning about Jesus Christ. And it's an easier step than maybe walking through the doors of a church. Mm-hmm. And they get to learn about Jesus. They get to go to maybe a camp where, boy, I'll tell you what, the FCA camps, some of the other FCA situations that we have for students, you know, they're invigorating and mm-hmm. they're fun, and the kids really enjoy it. And so that's that first step in makes it a lot easier, I think, for them to maybe take that second step.
Now, Gary, you're going to be working in this 8-county area, and you're going to work specifically with a lot of coaches. FCA is very strong in Iowa. I think Dave Turnbull still – is he still a head guy?
Yep, Dave's still a state – well, he's the central and western director. It got to be so big that actually there are two directors in the mm-hmm. state now. There was one in Cedar Rapids, Carl Gonder's son, in fact. And he's a director over in the eastern part of the state, and then Dave has the central, which includes Des Moines area, and the western part of the state. So, yeah, we're pretty strong. It's really grown. I remember when Dave started. I'm sure you probably met him. His office was in the trunk of his car, and he was, you know.
Well, a lot of us have worked like that.
Yeah. And now, you know, it's a pretty strong organization. We have our own sports camp. We have a lot of different things, especially there's a great situation in Des Moines now with inner city kids, teaching them baseball and then getting them involved with FCA in that fashion. So, yeah, there are a lot of great things that are going on. And Dave was one of the starters.
And Dave's also a chaplain with the Iowa Cubs.
Yes, he is. And he likes that. He likes that a lot. Yes. And they also have a strong affiliation with Drake University coaches and other coaches across the state in both college and high school. But it's a great organization.
So what specifically have you already started your duties?
Well, my first duty is going to have to be raising support.
Tell us about that.
Well, I'm kind of like a missionary where I have to raise my own support. And so I have to, you know, I'm spending the summer going around and seeing if people would like to, you know, come alongside me financially and support FCA. You know, some of the money goes to the national headquarters, of course. And, of course, you know, I'm going to receive IPERS, but that still cuts my money greatly. And as Sue keeps telling me, you know, we do have two kids in college, so we're you know, some of that money comes to me too. So I'm that's part of it. The other part of it is going to be making a connection with some of the principals and ADs here in the area, so that they'll feel comfortable when I come into their schools next fall.
A lot of public speaking in store for you.
Well, I think it'll be some public speaking and some one-on-one stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think that we can minister to both coaches, and I've told this to friends of mine. I can minister to my supporters as well and tell them what their money is doing for kids and for coaches across the state.
Well, it's a great program, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I know so many professional athletes, college athletes, junior high school kids. It's just a great, great ministry. Gary, how can people help you out in your new endeavor?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, pray.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, having the power of God and having the power of prayer behind you is very important. And I think, you know, if you want to contact me and you want to be a supporter, obviously I'm very open to that. And those are really the two ways that, and also just, you know, kind of being a supporter of the kids that go to FCA. And, you know, I think, when I was growing up, I was, in a parochial school, and the nuns used to say that idleness is the devil's workshop. But you know what? I think today busyness is the devil's workshop.
That's a good point.
We pack our lives so much. We don't give ourselves enough time to just sit back, you know, have a little time with the Lord, and to make room for that those time periods when you want to do a little Bible study or get together with friends and just talk things over. And I think that you know, give your kids a chance to do the FCA stuff, you know.
I think it's a great point, and I like to use a metaphor, Gary. Sometimes we get on such a fast train, we forget to get off at the station.
Isn't that true? Isn't that true?
What's your phone number if people want to contact you about getting involved?
Well, my cell number is 641-799-2800. And our home phone is 641-932-3067.
But still a chance for kids to get involved in FCA camps, too.
Oh yes, we're trying to promote the one that's at Central there this summer. We have a great opportunity, lots of sports there. There's football, basketball, soccer, and I happen to know the guy that's going to do the soccer there, and he's a very good coach. Mm-hmm. And
you were a very good soccer coach.
Well, that's it's me.
Well, so okay, there you go.
and
that was a good segue, Gary.
Yeah, so we have for both boys and girls, and there's tennis there, there's golf, volleyball has been very big, and we have wrestling. And I might be forgetting something else, but it's a great, great time. You meet kids from all over the United States. My kids have gone there, and they met friends from South Dakota to California, mm-hmm, to Florida to New York City. And it's just a really great time for kids to have fun doing their sport and have fun praising the Lord.
So for any of you who have young athletes out there, you could contact Gary, too, and he can get you plugged into one of those camps.
That's absolutely correct.
I know you'll do a great job, Gary. You've given so much to the community, and best wishes to you and your new endeavor.
Well, thanks a lot, and I appreciate you having me here.
Gary Gravert. We'll be back with more on Big Blue Live here before tonight's game, Albia baseball game with Twin Cedars. But first, these messages.